And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Fanny Bryce as Baby Snook. With Father's Day so close at hand, you might think that poor Daddy, played by Hanley Stafford, would be shown a little mercy by his offspring. But Daddy's in a worse trouble than ever. Snook's got sick from stuffing herself at a party, and Daddy's had to nurse her and put her to bed. On top of that, he's got a date with an out-of-town buyer to see a night baseball game. Here they are.
Daddy!
What's wrong, Snook?
Snook's inviting me.
Oh, nonsense. It's just your imagination. Now go to sleep.
I'm sleepy. Put the light on.
Oh, all right. Now, what's biting you?
I think it's a table.
A turtle? Oh, how would a turtle get in your bed?
I brought it from the party. Here it is.
Why, Snooks, give me that thing at once. The idea of taking a turtle to bed with you.
Isn't it pretty, Daddy?
Yes, it's very pretty. But I'm going to put it in some water.
I want to sleep with it.
Oh, you can't sleep with a turtle, Snooks. Although I know a lady who sleeps with cats.
Who sleeps with cats, Daddy?
Mrs. Katz. You get it?
No.
Mrs. Katz. She sleeps with cats. That's her husband.
Have they got any kittens?
Oh, forget it. Now get back under the covers and I'll put up. Why, Snooks, what's this apple doing on the night table?
I ain't doing nothing, Daddy.
I know it isn't. But I told you to take it before you went to sleep.
Why?
Because the doctor wanted to see if you could keep it on your stomach overnight.
I tried, but it kept rolling off.
You're supposed to eat it. Well, I guess it's too late now, so go on to sleep.
Where are you going, Daddy?
I have an appointment with a buyer.
Buy me something, Daddy.
All right, I'll buy you something. Good night, I'm in a hurry.
Will you buy me a bicycle?
No, you can't have a bicycle. You're still too little.
Why?
Now listen, Snooks. When you were five, I bought you a tricycle. When you get a little older, I'll buy you a bicycle.
When I get real old, can I have an icicle?
Yes, you can have an icicle.
I want it now.
Oh, you can't have an icicle now. Go to sleep. I'm late already.
Where are you going, Daddy?
I'm going to see a night baseball game.
Who is?
I told you, with a buyer. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Daddy!
Oh, what is it?
What does he buy?
He buys stuff from my firm. We sell paints and dyes. And this buyer is going to buy some of our dyes.
Why?
Because he needs it in his business.
What's his business, Daddy?
Dyeing.
Huh?
He's a dyer. He makes a living by dyeing.
He makes a living by dyeing?
Yes. He's been dyeing for 30 years.
Ain't he dead yet?
No, he's not dead. That's just his way of earning a living.
By dyeing?
Yes.
Why don't he get a better job?
Because he likes the job he's got now. Besides, he's a man of 50 and he can't start a new business.
Can he?
Why, no. If he wants to live, he's got to die.
Do you feel all right, Daddy?
How do you always manage to get me so confused? I can make acceptable explanations to anybody in the world except you.
And Mommy.
Yes, and Mommy. I got myself a fine pair of females.
You like us, don't you, Daddy?
Oh, of course I like you, but now I've got to run along to that game. Good night, sir.
Good night, Daddy. Daddy!
Oh, what is it?
Oh, take me with you.
I knew that was coming. Now, Snooks, under no circumstances will I even consider taking you with me tonight.
Yeah.
Oh, what are you yelling about?
My tummy hurts.
Oh, what's the matter with it?
It hurts when I squeeze it.
Well, don't squeeze it.
Oh, how can I tell if it hurts?
Here, drink a little of this warm milk. It'll make you feel better.
What kind of milk is it, Daddy?
Oh, what do you mean, what kind? It's cow's milk.
How does milk get in the cow, Daddy?
I don't know. Drink it. I've got to leave.
Does the cow have to drink milk?
No.
Where does she get it from?
From eating grass. Cow eats grass and gives milk.
Oh. If the cow ate milk, would she give grass?
No.
Why?
Because it's much more complicated than that. The grass turns into milk inside the cow's body, and it's gathered in hundreds of little ducks.
Where are the ducks, Daddy?
Inside the cow.
Can't you hear them? Quack, 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 quack.
Oh, I didn't say duck. I said ducks.
Ducks? What's them?
These glands. Let me get out of here.
Well, how did the cow get the milk?
I told you, through the glands. The same way you get your tears when I pass you.
Ah.
Now do you understand how you get milk from a cow?
Uh-huh. You gotta spank it.
That's right. Give me that glass. Good night. I've got to get to that ball game.
I want to go with you.
Now, Shooks, you get right back into bed.
I don't want
to. If you take one more step, I'll spank you.
Go ahead, Jack. I want to get some milk.
Oh, what am I going to do with you?
Take me to the ball game.
No! Where is it? Hold your head up. I will not take you with me tonight.
Just as I predicted, Snooks has wangled Daddy into taking her to the ball game with him. The fourth inning has just started as they enter the ballpark. Here they are.
Don't drag, Snooks. Hang on to my hand. You give me enough trouble tonight. On account of you, I didn't get here till the fourth inning.
How do you know, Daddy?
Oh, it's right up there on the scoreboard. End of the fourth inning and the score is nothing to nothing.
Then we didn't miss nothing.
Ah, what do you know? Where the dickens are those ushers?
What's those girls in the middle of the field, Daddy?
They're not girls, they're men.
Then why are they wearing bloomers?
Nobody's wearing bloomers.
Mommy wears...
I don't care about that. Those men are wearing knickers.
Why?
Because that's part of the baseball player's uniform. Now, just follow me, Snooks. I think our seat's right about here.
Why is that man running, Daddy?
Because he hit the ball.
Does he have to chase it, too?
No, he doesn't have to chase it. Now, these are our seats, all right, but I don't see Mr. Poop.
Who's he?
He's the buyer. Wonder where he is. Oh, he left his hat on the seat. Maybe he went to make a phone call.
Maybe you...
Never mind. He'll be back soon. I want you to behave and watch the game.
I'll be good, Daddy.
And don't ask any questions. Just sit here and enjoy yourself.
All right, Daddy. Daddy!
What is it?
Who's that man in the blue suit?
He's the umpire.
Why is he wearing that wire thing on his face?
To keep from biting the ball players. Now, watch the game. The man at the plate is called a batter.
Why?
Because he holds the bat. The man who's throwing the ball is the pitcher. Now, watch him pitch. Bam! Strike three.
What happened, Daddy?
The pitcher just fanned the batter.
Was he hot?
No. He struck him out. Just sit still and watch the game. Oh, I wonder where Mr. Poop is.
Sit still, watch the game, Daddy.
Huh? Oh, yes. Say, this pitch is pretty good. What a windup. Bam! Right down the middle. What a pitch!
What ain't he, Daddy? He hit the man's back with the first shot.
Run! Hurry! Say! Oh, that robber, he called him out.
Who did?
That umpire on first base. The guy was safe a mile. Get a pair of glasses, you big clerk.
Stop them, Daddy.
Ah, that was robbery. Where the dickens is Poop?
I want to play baseball, Daddy.
You can play tomorrow.
I want to play here.
Now stop that nonsense, Snooks. If you get hit with that ball, you'll really feel something.
Why?
Because it's hit a horse hide.
What'd you say, Daddy?
Hide.
Why should I hide?
Hide. The horse is outside.
Bring him in, Daddy. I ain't afraid.
What are you talking about?
I want to ride on my horses.
You came here to watch a ball game, not ride on horses. Now stop squirming in your seat. When Mr. Poop gets back, I'll talk to him for a few minutes, and then we'll go home.
I want to go home now.
Well, you can't go home now. Oh, here comes Mr. Poop. Now, just remember, Snook, no cracks.
Oh, hello, Higgins. I just got through calling your house.
Oh, I'm sorry I was late, Mr. Poop. This is my daughter.
Well, cute little touch, isn't she?
Oh, sure.
Where's his hair, Daddy?
Shut up. Mr. Poop, how about coming to my house for dinner tomorrow night?
Well, swell. Have you consulted your wife about it?
Oh, she knows I'm going to bring you.
Yeah, they had a big fight about it this morning.
What? Oh, pay no attention to the child, Mr. Poop. She's just joking. Wonderful sense of humor. pretty good day. And we'll tell you he pays a bonus for him.
If you must know, young lady, my hair all fell out. I'm bald.
Does
it
hurt?
No, it doesn't hurt.
Why?
Snooks. Higgins, did you have to bring this child to the game with you?
Well, you see, her mother wasn't home, and I didn't want to leave her alone. But she'll be a good girl. Won't you, Snooks?
No, I won't. I want to be bald.
Now listen.
quarter.
Is a quarter. Now, don't mention my bald head again. You understand?
All right.
Oh, don't you dare take that money, Snooks. You don't have to bribe her to be good, Mr. Poop. She can be good for nothing.
Well, she hasn't got far to go.
Oh, stop your yelling.
Then give me my quarter. I want my bald-headed money.
Oh, I'm going to get out of here. Where's my
hat? Oh, now, just a minute, Mr. Poop, please.
My hat. Young lady, do you know what you're sitting on?
Shall I tell him, Daddy?
Get off of Mr. Poop's hat. Oh, I'm terribly sorry about this.
I know. It's not your fault. Call me tomorrow when you haven't got this little angel with you. Good night.
Good night, Baldy.
Oh!
Well, are you satisfied now? You probably wrecked a sail for me. I knew I shouldn't have brought you.
I want to go home.
You're going to sit here and watch this game.
Then I'll ball all night.
Go ahead and ball. And I'll give you the baseball treatment.
What's that?
Four balls and you'll get your base warmed. Like this.
Calling Hanley Stafford to the stand.
Oh, yes, Bob, what is it?
Hanley, we are in receipt of a telegram which I have been instructed to read to you. Quote, Mr. Hanley Stafford, NBC Studios, Hollywood, California. The National Father's Day Committee, which is organized to better the relation between father and child in the home, recognizes that you were the father of the nation's number one problem child, Baby Snooks. Consequently, we bestow upon you the honor of the most patient, long-suffering father in America for the past year. Unquote. Signed, Eddie Cantor for the National Father's Day Committee. Unquote.
Well, really, I don't know what to say, Bob.
I know, Daddy.
Oh, you do, sir? Well, what shall I say?
Just say, thank you very much.
I guess that seems to be about the best thing. Thank you very much for this wonderful honor.
Ain't I smart, Daddy?
Oh, you're wonderful. Come on, sir.